from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hour number 5, the Power Hour here in the G-Bag Nation. About to go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. And then we'll welcome in Jared Saylor to get you set for Rangers-Pirates Game 2. Rangers going for a series win. Cody Bradford on the bump. Mitch Keller going for the Pirates. But bad news for the Orioles here, Brian. Is it Zach Wilczek alongside Brian Broad? A shout-out to Lucius Alexander holding it down as always. Get well soon. Gavin Dosny's out sick, and we'll have Eric Giafalo joining us tomorrow after some day baseball. But
yeah, you got day baseball tomorrow, right?
We do.
I'm heading home, so it's you and Eric and Lucius carrying the way. That'll be a hell of a show.
Yeah, safe travels to you, man.
Thank you.
Been doing
a hell
of a job out there at Oxnard. I know you've been pumping out gold, bro.
Well, I appreciate it. I just want to say too, if I could say thanks, I'm going to say thanks to Gavin Spittle and Tim Collins, the guys like that, for letting me be out here with the Cowboys, and Derek Eagleton as well. I really, really appreciate that. Thanks to Lucius too for keeping me on the air, Carter for the Zooms, and thanks to you guys for the teammates, you know, for allowing me to be out here and watch practice and try and report back. You guys made this really a great camp for me. Personally, I know a lot about this football team that hopefully will carry over as we get started into the season with our, you know, with our Cowboys pre and post game shows and things like that.
One of the best guests we've had, Brian. You're fantastic.
Thank you.
You really are.
No, but people don't realize what it takes with like what Lucius and them are doing, you know, behind the scenes.
No doubt.
And you know, and Ruben and DJ and all the guys that set up the equipment and told me how to use it and stuff. So I didn't think I could do it, but it got done. So thanks to everybody out there for part of that.
Well, Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats. Zach Eflin is the latest Oriole to go on the IL. Yep, he's on the 15-day IL. That's another pitcher out of their rotation that is already so depleted. He was 4-0 with a 2.13 ERA and 4 starts since he was acquired in a July trade with Tampa Bay for the O's. Scheduled to start tomorrow in their series finale against the Mets, but manager Brandon Hyde said that Eflin felt some shoulder soreness after he pitched 6 effective innings in a 5-1 victory over Boston on Thursday, and now he's going to be out. So Corbin Burnes, who pitched on Friday, isn't going to slide in and start for him tomorrow. I don't think that's enough rest for him. So the Orioles have recalled lefty Cade Povich from AAA, and he's already made 9 starts for them this year, but he gave up 2 runs in 6 1/3 against the Red Sox over the weekend previously on Saturday. So he's probably the guy in line to start tomorrow for the Orioles. But, I mean, this is just one where I really thought that was a team that needed to be more aggressive at the deadline, trying out an arm, and they weren't able to do so outside
of
Eflin.
You know, it's, man, yesterday too, we talked about the Braves.
Yeah.
And their injury woes as well. And it kind of made it just, man, you got to catch breaks this time of year. I mean, the last, you know, 6 weeks of the season or so, I mean, you just got to catch breaks. And a lot of these teams that are contending or trying to contend, you know, the Orioles for, I mean, there's a lot of people that thought the Orioles were the best team in baseball for a long time.
I did. I was one of them. You know, I thought the Orioles were.
They're just getting gutted.
Absolutely.
Know,
so, they are.
So, unfortunate for them. Yep.
Shout out to Aroldis Chapman, though. That was an awesome moment last night as he's returned with Pittsburgh. He got his World Series ring prior to the game. Really cool to see.
You know, with Chapman, has there ever been an athlete or player in the DFW that there was such a love-hate relationship with?
That like, you were on life support every time
every
he took the mound.
Time, yeah. Every time that Boch handed him the ball, you were feeling like, this could either be a three-run homer or this could be a 103-mile-an-hour fastball that ends this thing tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I just never, it just was, and shout out to CY for getting the deal done. You know, my gang of baseball
and
guys.
And it was done early. It was June.
My guys and baseball guys were like, heck, CY got on this early. And so, you know, that's the kind of moves you have to make. But is there anybody you could think of that was such a love-hate relationship with them in the game? And I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot
here.
No,
but this is the first name that's come to mind because I had this with this player, T.O.
That's, I knew you were going to say this.
Yeah, because it was like, dude, I mean, I was there when he went ahead and made a mockery of the star as a kid. And then Emmitt takes off the helmet, runs over, says, go F yourself, and scores a touchdown.
George dumps him, yeah.
I mean, like, I hated T.O. Then he goes to the Eagles, and then once, now the Cowboys sign him. Yeah. And he was awesome for the 3 years with the Cowboys. Yeah. So it was that love-hate. I went from, like, this is probably my number one most hated athlete to now he's on my favorite team, and he's scoring touchdowns for my favorite team, so I've got to love him.
Maybe it's not love-hate. Maybe it's the O.S., hang on to your rear guy.
Oh, what's this? Oh, he used to be a pitcher for the Rangers. Ogando?
Oh, Alexia Gondo.
Yeah. Alexia Gondo.
Dude, that's a good pull. Yes.
Okay, maybe Alexia it's not. Gondo maybe, was okay, like that. Maybe it's not. Yeah, maybe it's not. Maybe it's the O.S., look out. Yeah. You know, that guy. I was trying to think of some players. Maybe the people on the text have got.
Kobe Sapp called him Ogando.
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 Leclerc, 817 Leclerc's giving us some
Leclerc
of that
moments. Leclerc is that guy. Like, you never know. Yeah. But see, that's where I just – sometimes you watch these guys and gals play, and you're just like going, oh, no. Oh, yes.
Oh, somebody texted in. This is another one, THJ with the Mavs.
There you go.
Absolutely. Every shot.
There you go.
Every single shot.
Every shot. It's either going to hit the back of the rim or go right through. Yeah.
Yeah. Koji Uehara.
Ah, don't do it. Good shot.
Yeah. Good shot. No. Oh, yes.
Please don't shoot. Okay. Hell yes. Way to go. That's what I'm talking about. Man, I think your guy Favre was probably like that with Holmgren for a little while.
He was. He was that guy. He was a very much, no. Yes.
Man, watching Pat Mahomes play, there's probably a little bit of that, too. I mean, now you win three Super Bowls. It's like, yeah, do whatever you want. Tony Romo got texted in.
Tony Romo.
One of those guys. Yeah, he had that Sandlot, you know, backyard kind of attitude.
He'll get it back for you, though. He'll throw five interceptions in one game, but you'll still win that game.
Dude, you're talking about Bills, that Bulls, Monday-nighter. the Bills game. Yep. That Monday night, it was like, didn't Garrett try and ice the kicker? Was it Tim Cedar? Was that
it was Nick Folk his rookie year?
Nick Folk, but was that Wade Phillips?
Garrett did do that.
Did Garrett call the timeout?
Yeah, I think Garrett did do that. Garrett
after tried, he made it,
he did. He bangs him. It was a 56-yarder. He makes
and
it.
Now we got a kicker that makes 66 yards.
It was Phillips though. Phillips was the head coach then.
Was Wade Phillips then?
But I wasn't sure if it was the Bills head coach Dick Geron that called the timeout. I think Garrett. You know what it was? It was Arizona. Cardinals
Garrett,
game.
Garrett iced his own kicker
and missed it the second time and they lost.
Yeah.
That did happen. Johnny Manziel getting texted in. That's a good topic.
Yeah.
All right, let's welcome in Jared Sandler. Get you set for this game. Rangers, Pirates, that's next here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, getting you set. Rangers, Pirates coming up here at the top of the hour pregame starting at 6:30. And yes, indeed, the KNC Masterpiece will be at Globe Life Field tomorrow. Getting you set for some day baseball. Wolchuk alongside Broaddus, joined now by Jared Sandler. Jared, how the hell are you doing? And did we get any confirmation? Do we get a Paul Skeens appearance tomorrow night, or is that not happening?
Yeah, I don't think it's happening, guys. I wish. But you know what we do have?
We
have an appearance in the booth for my man Charlie. It's his 7th birthday.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Happy birthday.
And his brother William is here. He's got a great big brother because, you know, at that age, like, they might fight and get jealous, but William's been a pretty badass big brother.
There you go.
Charlie's a big fan of Josh Jung, and so hopefully Josh Jung will hit a home run for him.
Oh,
maybe
Charlie.
Get a pretzel. The Rangers can win, and we'll have a party tonight.
Yeah, there I hope so, man. That'll be a series victory if we can get that dub tonight, man. Hey, I got to ask, though, how much of a concern is the Tyler Mahle going down to the IL?
So I would say it's a concern until it's not, but it's not uncommon for guys coming off of Tommy John to pitch and then maybe have a little bit of a pause and a little, you know, in this case it was characterized as shoulder stiffness. I don't know that it's a big concern until – you know, he ends up missing an extended period. I just think, you know, you miss a lot of time, a lot of work. You come back and you're just not used to doing all this stuff, you know, at this stage, at this level. And so some guys, it's a smooth return. Other guys, it's a little bumpy. And I think the good thing is that when Tyler Mahle was pitching, it wasn't like, you know, the velocity dropped significantly or like that. I just think they're being cautious because there's no reason to push it.
Jared, we had a conversation with Mike earlier, and this is, of course, a Rangers topic, and it's Leody Taveras. And I think, like, when we're doing some soul-searching, we were looking at, like, okay, internal reflections on the roster, what went well, what went right, wrong. And Leody's one of those guys that certainly has regressed compared to where he was last year. Defensively, I mean, maybe the numbers show something different. Just from the naked eye, I would say maybe not of as strong a year as we're accustomed to. And the bat, you know, is wildly inconsistent. Are they, you know, looking at him still?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As the center fielder of the future?
That's a good question, and it's one of the big decisions they're going to have to make this offseason. I'll say this, Zach. I don't think they're looking at him as the center fielder of the future in the sense that, like, you look at Wyatt Langford as a, you know, an outfielder of the future, a guy who you know for sure is going to be around for a long time. I think that they're still open to the possibility of Leody Taveras getting, you know, getting playing time next year. But, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, they might just decide is that, you know, maybe it's time to move on and try something different, right? You know, I think that's maybe a decision that they'll, you know, think long and hard about. Leody's young. He's not at an age where it's like, oh, he can't get any better. He absolutely could. He's, you know, 25 years old. But maybe that time isn't going to happen here, right? You know, they've had him for a while. He's had over 1,500 plate appearances. So I guess we'll have to wait and see, but that is one of the decisions the Rangers are going to have to make, and they absolutely, whether they make that decision to keep Leody or to move on in a different direction, they absolutely have to get better production from center field, both at the plate and really defensively. Leody does a nice job, but I think there's some inconsistencies that they'd like to improve upon.
Jared, here's my unfair question to you. When do you go to a star player and start to talk about a position switch?
Depends. That's case by case, Bronson. I think I know who you might be talking about, but it's case by case, and I think it depends on, you know, who that player is, who's going to replace
him.
Well?
Does he handle it well, or do you think it's maybe that would be a problem?
I think that if there's a strong justification from a winning standpoint and why it would help winning, and I think it would help if it was another star player maybe playing that position. I'll use Michael Young as an example.
Okay.
He moved for Soriano, right? He moved for Adrian Beltre. He's moving for elite-level player. Moved for A-Rod. He's moving for big-time players. I think something like that helps that conversation go a little smoother.
Sure.
All right, Jared, who's the pick to click tonight?
Well, I got to go with Josh Young. I mean, it's Charlie's birthday.
Hell
Charlie
yeah,
said Josh Young, so it's Josh Young.
Jared,
and William likes Corey Seager, so both those guys.
Happy birthday, Charlie. William, you sound like a mensch as well. Jared, have an excellent game call, and we love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, fellas.
All right, Jared, of course, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing and the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Brian, you got that red eye tomorrow, or what you looking at?
Yes, I am. I'm on the flight at 11:59. If American can do what they need to do, I'll be happy to be home. I'll be home at 5:13 in the morning, and then I'll meet you for a show on Thursday. How about that? A few hours sleep, and then go do a show.
Well, it's been a joy getting to have this with you out there in Oxnard. You've been kicking butt, taking names. We look forward to having you back here in studio. Safe travels, my friend. We got Cody Bradford, Mitch Keller on the bump for your Texas Rangers. Shout out to Lucius crushing as always today for Carter, Gavin Dawson, Eric Chiafalo, for Brian Broaddus. I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until tomorrow, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.